Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network. Hello, everyone. This is Saint Rick coming to you on this beautiful Sunday on December 3rd. I'm so excited about it because we got some great news for you. We got some crazy news for you, and we got some news in between. But always we have the best news of all. Why? Because this is where the saints are rising. If you don't know where to find us, and you just kind of happened upon us, we have many places you can check us out. We have youtube.com/God News Network. We have facebook.com/GNN Radio. And we have twitter.com/God News at God News Network. Sorry. And you also have our favorite place, which is www.GodNewsNetwork.com. We really appreciate each and every one of you throughout 79 countries constantly listening to us through different platforms, different various areas. We thank you for those of you on Spreaker, Blog Talk, YouTube, websites. We just want to thank you for tuning in and sharing the word. Keep in mind, we couldn't do it without him. And we appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Hello, St. Albert. How are you doing, brother?
Great day, Rick. It was a great day today, and I'm doing very well, very well.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited about the opportunity here to serve the Lord once again as we dive into something that has kind of been on my heart and you've experienced recently yourself is this great deception that's going on out there, the great deception. What kind of deception are we seeing that's going on out here, Albert?
Well, Rick, you know, it's terrible because you can't trust anything nowadays. You can't trust the media. You can't trust the government, whether you're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats. You can't trust the churches. You can't trust the internet. Rick, we were talking a little while ago, a few days ago, about an article I found, like if it was true, and then later on they tell you that it's false, but you get all kinds of articles and even denying Christ. And now the technology is so advanced that it's going to be a time where what you're going to see in TV or news articles, you will know if it's actually a person or if it's actually a cinema that they're giving you. So it's going to be even harder to, it's not like in the old times, Rick, I remember watching, Star Trek or, Lost in Space and all those old movies, that you could actually see the little string hanging the planet,
Right.
And the robot, you could see the Toby the robot, and you could see that it's physically, it was just cardboard boxes in a person inside. Well, it's going to be hard, for us to really look at what they're showing us nowadays and actually make a decision and say, God, is this real or is this fake? is this the actual person talking or is this, we're going to be able to, we're going to have all kinds of stuff, some of the movies nowadays, you look at them and you wonder, you go, man, this thing really looks real.
Well,
so that's what we're in.
Even the home studios today can make things look real that are not real. And that's why it makes it even doubly worse when you're supposed to have trusted news sources that are out there giving you real news. And then you find out that they're fake. Just like recently it was reported by ABC that they were saying that there's a direct tie between Flynn getting direction as when he was running for office, President Trump, so that he would be given direction from Trump during the before he was president, that he was given direction to reach out to the Russians. And then, of course, ABC had to retract that, that it was after he was already chosen as president of the United States so that he could begin communication with different countries. And if we can't trust, you know, to get any news accurate from TV, what do you do? Where do you go? Who do you trust on the internet? I mean, you get false narratives from YouTube. You get false narratives from Facebook. You get false narratives. What they're doing, I think, is the great deceiver is programming society not to believe, period. Mm-hmm. It's taking away the belief system of right. humans to suck it dry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Yeah. And, you know, we did a program not too long ago, a few months ago, that the program was a reference to when Pontius Pilate, you know, told Jesus, you know, what is truth? You know, I mean, people are being bombarded by so many lies that, and they do that on purpose because what it's like, you know, it's like whenever you go to war, when you see the people who went to war and all that, that they've been in a real bad situation and all that. And you get desensitized to some things, to some feelings, you know? And with this right here, you know, it's the same thing. You know, some people who go to war don't want to deal with any more news about any wars, you know, or any news. And you know, it will come a time where I mean, I watch TV, Rick, and I, you know, and I go into the computer and YouTube and all that, but there's going to be a time that I'm going to say enough is enough, and I'm not going to watch no more TV YouTube or anything like that, because everything that's going to come out of it is going to be garbage, and I won't be able to determine what is the truth and what is a lie. So there's going to be a time where this is going to happen, at least in my end. It's not because I think that the TV and the internet is sinful or anything like that. It's that it's being used as a tool to deceive us. And if I can determine that the information I'm receiving is true, why would I go continue on listening to that information? Why don't I just go ahead and listen to the Spirit better, which will guide me better than that news and that garbage that they give you out there? I mean, everything is propaganda, either against God or against the state that you know that that you should be living in and all that. So why should you be living in that? Why are you going to bother in your heart in situations like that? So this right here, the show, Rick, as you said, this is a show about deception. And, you know, we're talking about all this, but there's a bigger deception in all this. And this that deception is about denying a lot of things about God and about Christ and about the church and the information of who we are and all that. It's bigger than all that, you know. But those are things, it's like what they serve you in the restaurants. They give you a lot of soda and a lot of bread so you could be filled. And then what happens is that you can't eat your dinner, you know? So all this stuff is filling. So when the truth comes out, you can't eat the truth because you're so full of all this other garbage. And that's what is happening. That's what is happening.
Right. Well, you know, if we, you know, I want to start off with saying that even if you hear news from us, we want to give you the same kind of advice, whether you're listening to us or anyone else. Psalms 118, if we go to Psalms 118:8, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So test it. Test the scriptures. Test what we're saying. Test the spirits is what it tells us in the Word of God. to test the spirits, make sure that the truth you are hearing lines up with the Word of God. And if it does not line up, it's not true. So it's really important to test those spirits. You know, in the end times, the saints are going to get frustrated because of the deception like you're talking about out there. We're going to get so frustrated because all we hear is deception, lie, you know, false narrative, so that they can take away, you know, people's belief systems.
Yeah. Let me say something about what you're just saying right now. And that is that, have you wondered, Rick, why it is that people are not going into the church and they don't even want to. I had a conversation the other day, which was a pretty neat conversation. And I was talking to an atheist. And everything that he said was true. The reason why he's not seeking for God is because of the deception that we find in the churches and what's going on with the churches and their teachings and the way that they act towards people. And I know that that could be an excuse, but that right there, I have heard that from many people. And that's why you're finding the churches that are empty. It's not that people are not looking for the truth and they're not looking for God. It's that they go in there, they don't find it. They don't see it. And so, you know, going with all that, there's a couple of things of deceptions that are going on, religious deceptions that I think that we were going to talk about, Rick.
Yep, let's go ahead and dive into that.
And the first one is the deception that there is no God. We were just looking at a video, Rick, with just like we were talking about, that so-called a Martian or a creature from years, you know, into the future that's supposed to be a human. And you look at it, and it looks like a true alien, you know. It looks like a true alien. It might even be a demon, for all we know. But this alien was saying that there was no God, you know. And that's one of the biggest deceptions, and it's one of the first deceptions that we will talk about. And, you know, in Psalms, it's funny that you're in Psalms, because in Psalms 14:1, you know, God himself says that, you know, you got to be a fool to not believe that everything that we have here in this earth and in this universe and this cosmos, that it's not created by an intelligent being like God. I mean, it's just, you know, just a simplicity as a tree. You know, you look at a piece of, I mean, you look at a tree and you look and you're going, how in the world does this tree support life? I mean, a piece of wood, how can a piece of wood support life? You know, if you live in a house, we know that you have to be organizing the house just about every day. If you don't organize the house every day, you live in chaos. I mean, you're going to have, I've seen people, because I've worked with people with, you know, disabilities. And sometimes when you're not able to do the stuff that you're supposed to do, what happens is that the living areas that you're in, they become chaos because you don't have the force or the will to organize. And so everything goes into chaos. I mean, you have garages. For me, I got my garage. I can't even park a motorcycle in my garage because I haven't gone in there and everything is chaos. So, you know, if that happens in my life, how can it not happen in the universe? You know, just think, and you don't even have to go into the universe. Just look at the universe and your body. If there was nothing to keep things working in your body, your body won't exist. It will be chaos in your body. Somebody had to form this body that we have to have unity with each organ and everything. So everything will work together just like the universe. And that is an intelligent being. That is God. No human could do this.
The more that they dig in science, the more they uncover there has to be a God.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that was done by accident. It's too perfect. It's too well done. It's impossible for something of this perfection to come together out of complete mistaken chaos. It's not possible. As you said in Psalms 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. So who's the one that says there is no God? He's a fool. Yep. If that offended you, get over it. Here's one thing that I've learned, I've had conversations about recently, is because the great deceiver uses great tools. I think one of the greatest tools of my generation, your generation, that has been used is the political correctness generation. And it's the, oh, you've offended me. I've offended you? It's impossible for Rick Johnson or Albert Delgado to offend you. It's impossible for us to offend another human being, because the spirit of offense cannot be given. It can only be received. For example, let me give you an idea of how this works. Albert, if I was to say to you, you are a computer screen. You're not human, you're a computer screen. Now, would your thought be, oh, I've been called a computer screen? Or would it be, I think Rick's losing his mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like a baby thing, you know. What we're working in is some baby things, you know, like when you were in a sixth grade or fifth grade, that you were in the playground and somebody calls you, ah, you're a little girl, you know, or something like that, the bully of the playground and all that, you know. And I mean, you can only get away with that if the person that you're talking to, It doesn't know his identity or has a problem with understanding, you know. But you know, a logical person, you know, if at my age, if I would go to a playground and a little kid will call me some kind of name, I will laugh, you know, because you know
who you are.
Yeah, I will go, what in the world is this kid telling me, you know?
Right.
So, you know, and I guess it's wisdom.
How easily is the generation today offended, though? Think about it.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is that we've been being, and that's the problem with the generation today. And I mean, it's not that just that generation. It's been with our generation and the generation before us. We have been trained. And this training is being perfected.
Yes.
You see, this training that they have is being perfected. And so you look at generations before, and they had this training, but it has been better and better and better and better and better and getting better and getting better until we have the situation that we have now, that, you know, that, you know, sometimes I speak to people and I go, what in the world are they talking about? You know, and this new generation that we have has been trained by the media even worse than we have. And we have been trained by the media. There's a lot of times that we have to look back even in our generation and say, gosh, this right here, you know, it's not me. Or this is not really happening. You know, or this thing that I believe, that used to believe, is a bunch of baloney.
Mm-hmm.
That you could put in a sandwich and just, you know, and it's like that, Rick, and the generation before us. I mean, just look at the teachers that we have had in the churches. Look at the baloney generations before what they were teaching. And it's stuff that they were taught by the media that, at the time, you know, which could have been the church or it could have been the TV or the radio or whatever it was, or society. They will talk baloney, and that's what they were giving out. And then a little bit later on, a little bit better, we started understanding a little bit better, and we taught a little bit better what the gospel is, and it continued on increasing until now. We understand even more what the gospel is. And to me,
it's more important now to get out the gospel of Jesus Christ than any other time in all of history, because we're on the cusp of great evil. We're on the cusp of him. His time is short. He's going to go crazy. He's going to start doing things. He's going to start creating chaos all over the planet. And there's some things going on behind the scenes that are just phenomenal. And here's what I see. All the news channels, I've been scanning the news channels. Did you know everything they're talking about is bunk? There's not one real piece of news that's going on out there. The real news is what they're not talking about, what's going on behind the scenes.
And we will never know that, Rick.
We're not going to know it all. No, absolutely. I agree with that 1,000%. But if you pay attention, there are certain what I call sources that have a pretty good ear to, because they have people on the inside that have developed relationships over 20 years, 30 years, things like that. 90 some percent of them are false. What we want to do here is get out of the world news. And we want you to be prepared of how to deal with the world news. That's why we do discuss some of this stuff, because it is out there. You can't avoid it. You're going to be watching it. You're going to be looking at it. But we want you to recognize the deceptions, okay? Anything that points to man is pointing you away from God. Anything that points to man. So the first one was, there is no God. Let's go down your list here. Let's go to the next one.
And the next one is false Christ. You know, I lived in Miami, Rick, and there was a guy that was my same last, first and last name, that he was a pastor over there, and he claimed himself to be Christ. Not like we're saying, you know, that we're part of Christ. He's actually saying that he is Christ in the flesh. And that right there, you know, it talks about, you know, the that's in Mark 13:5-22, where Jesus Christ himself says, take heed that there's going to be false Christ. And they are a lot of false Christ. I mean, all you got to do is do a Google search and you will find, you will be amazed as to how many people out there claim to be Christ. I mean, it's laughable, right? You go, are you kidding me? You know, I looked at that guy in Florida and I go, man, he must be kidding me, you know? But,
well, it's really interesting. If we go to Wikipedia here, we're going to see that there's a list of people claim to be Jesus. Wikipedia actually covers this, believe it or not. They have it in centuries. They have the 18th century, 19th century, 20th century, 21st century. And here's what's really interesting. Look at the 18th century. There was this guy here, the founder and leader of the Skopsky sect in the Russian Empire, Kondratiev Selivanov, and then Ann Lee, the founder of the leader of the Shakers. That's a famous 18th century deal. Then you got the 19th century with John Nichols, Arnold Potter, Jones, Very, Bob, whatever his name is there, William Davies, Ahmad of India. Then you get into the 20th century, look at this list.
Yeah.
It's really, really long.
It's huge.
As time gets closer. Now, here's when you get to the 21st century. So far, Wikipedia has 1, 2, 3, 4 of them that are claiming to be Jesus Christ. And you got Apollo Quiboloy, 1950, is the founder and leader of the Philippines-based Restorationist Church. Alan John Miller, 62, more commonly known as A.J. Miller, a former Jehovah's Witness elder. David Shaler, 1965, is a former MI5 agent and whistleblower. Maurice Clemens, 72 to 2009, American felon, responsible for the 2009 murder of four police officers. And then Oscar Ramiro Hernandez in 1990, 2011.
Yeah. They're missing a couple of people there, because I know of a few people that are actually, and you was, you know, it's laughable, but then we have to discuss this, because there's actually a following for these people. That church in Miami that this guy says that he's Christ, that people attend that church, has a huge following. I mean, a huge following. And that guy is making millions of dollars in this.
I know.
Millions of dollars. So, you know, it's laughable, but it's sad too in one way, because I mean, people are actually believing this. But if you look at Rick, if you look at Alberto Delgado from the Church of Miami, and you will find that guy.
He claims to be Christ.
Christ, yes, yes.
In Florida,
In Florida, and it's laughable. But when you see how many people following him, and when you see the amount of money that goes into him, it's no longer a laughing matter.
Hmm.
So it's really sad. It's really sad. And again, when we talking about money, there's a lot of these people, and they don't have to be false Christs. They could be, again, we're going through Mark 13, where it talks about false Christs, false prophets, false teachers. And there's a lot of false teachers that are doing this. And some of them are preaching good stuff, but they're doing this for the money. Hmm. Money is coming into the church, and they're becoming filthy rich. And that money, as we know, all the way from the old covenant, was supposed to be used for people, to help people, so they could bring out the gospel, and they could show the people who don't know Christ or God the love of Christ. And you could see that in different places in the gospel where it talks about this people that in Romans 16:18 it talks about this people that they have an appetite, all right, they're in service for monetary for their own belly, and also there's other places in the gospel that it talks about them. Malachi, the letter of Malachi that they used always to kill the parishioners, that was a letter used, it was written by the prophet Malachi to tell the leaders of the synagogue that they're robbing God by taking all the food and everything coming into the temple, the three tithes coming into the temple. That was stealing the tithes, and people were going out without eating in the temple.
One of the great deceptions, I believe, that we've been talking about some pretty serious stuff, and you don't hear this talk about in the churches, because I think the church itself has been deceived greatly by theology schools, other teachers that don't know the gospel of Jesus Christ, so on and so forth. I think it's a generational problem. But if we go to Revelation 13, one of the great deceptions, I believe it's not talked about, is the rapture. And let me explain what I mean. Everybody has got different views of the rapture, that was really something that didn't exist until I can't think of his name. The guy who put the Bibles in the hotels.
Gideon.
The guy who did all that, the Gideon Bibles and on and so forth. That's where the rapture started. It was in that when he got together with this a lawyer, believe it or not, and created this version of the Bible after they got together. It was kind of interesting how it all worked. But anyway,
the rapture is not going to be like they say it.
No, and as far as I can prove in the Bible, I can't prove a pre-trib rapture, but I can prove a post-trib. And let me explain what I mean. Go to Revelation 13, and it was talking about the beast. Okay, so they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, "Who can be like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with who?
The saints.
Time out. And what? Overcome them. If they're supposed to be gone, how could this occur?
Well, and the fact is that Rick, as we one time talked about this, that in true reality, the first people who are going to be raptured are not the saints. And we want to call it a rut.
It's
the tares.
Exactly.
Yes. So exactly. If the saints are going to be here, the first ones who are going to be picked up by the angels are going to be the tares. And then at last it's going to be the wheat, you know, which is us. But yeah, false teachers, false gospels, the false signs, false wonders, all these things you find in the church today. And it's been from the time of the disciples. Jesus Christ warned the disciples that the start of the end of times was that time. And it's going on still.
Seems like this goes way too fast. Yeah. We're just getting into it. Well, the good news is, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no deception there. And then, if we go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, you're going to see the best description of the gospel. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received, and in which you stand. There's nothing else you can stand in that matters. This is what you received, you've accepted, and you're now a saint, but you have to stand in it and not be deceived, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered up to you first of all, which I also received, that, here it is, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried. And he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Real simple, real succinct, right there. All you have to do is receive it. If you have not received it, I ask you, repeat after me. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you for forgiving me, for dying on the cross, for being buried, and raising again the third day for sin, for my sin, all the sin, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen. If you said that prayer, you are now part of the kingdom of God, and you will always remain in the kingdom of God, and you do not have to fear losing your salvation because of the flesh mistakes that happen. If you're not sure what to do and you don't trust the local church, it's okay. We're here for you. God News Network. We will continue doing this as long as the Lord allows us to continue doing it. And we will share the gospel each and every time with you. And yes, we will help walk through some of the deceptions that you may have to be faced each and every day. But mainly, you'll know that the news we're giving you is God's news. It's his news to you and how special you are and how much he loves you. That he would send his only son to die on the cross just for you. Thank you for listening to God News Network. Thank you, St. Albert, for constantly being here and being a brother and a warrior in Christ. And remember, the saints are rising.